A federal judge has reversed himself and has told groups monitoring ballot drop boxes that they cannot do a number of things they had been doing. Specifically, the groups can't take video of voters dropping off their ballots, nor can they post personal information about the voters they see that would suggest those voters are breaking so-called ballot harvesting laws. In addition, anyone carrying a gun has to stay at least 250 feet from a drop box. With us to talk more about this ruling now is Howie Fisher of Capital Media Services. Good morning, Howie.
Good morning. Yes, a little bit of whiplash here, given this was the same judge who on Friday said, I think the First Amendment rights of drop box watchers trump any concerns by those voting.
Right. So what changed? Because as you say, this was the same judge who declined a similar request just a few days ago.
I think the big issue is the question of evidence. The hearing that occurred last week, there were a lot of concerns expressed, but there was no actual evidence that anybody had been threatened or intimidated or didn't vote because of the drop box watchers. The group that was suing this week, the League of Women Voters, had that evidence. In fact, they had testimony from a 51-year-old man whose video went viral after he was approached. He backed out of the parking lot. He said he felt threatened. There were also some individuals who belonged to the League of Women Voters who said we would normally use a drop box, but because of the fact we were afraid for our safety, we decided not to. There also was a lot of evidence essentially that came from Clean Elections USA itself and Melody Jennings, who's its founder, saying these are my people with pictures of the people at the Maricopa County drop boxes. I think when the judge added that all together, he said, look, I do believe that there is a right of First Amendment to gather, to watch, but that has to be balanced against the rights of voters to exercise their vote, quote, without legitimate fear of intimidation or harassment.
Hmm. Howie, what role, if any, did the DOJ play in this? They had put out some information a little bit ago, basically saying that Judge Liberti initially got it wrong.
Well, they said that they believed that his concerns about the rights of people to video were sort of overblown. They suggested that just the act of videotaping by itself can be intimidating, even without actual evidence that somebody was threatened. I think the judge certainly read it and looked at it. It had become part of the record, but I think it really came down to the actual evidence he had before him. This is a judge who is very thoughtful and conservative and wants to do things within the scope of what the law allows, not what the Department of Justice says is the 1965 Voting Rights Act.
Hmm. So, Howie, any word from Clean Elections USA and the other groups involved whether or not they will appeal this decision?
Well, I spoke with Alexander Culloden, who's one of their attorneys, and also, interestingly enough, a state legislator-elect. He said that so far they're looking at it. I think part of what's going on is they recognize the election is Tuesday. Those drop boxes will be closed at 7 p.m. Tuesday, and they have to decide, can they get the Ninth Circuit to take a look at it, brief it, and get a ruling anytime meaningfully before all that becomes moot.
Right. Well, and to that point, I mean, this ruling came out yesterday afternoon, you know, with less, you know, about a week or so left for people to drop off their ballots. Do we have a sense? I mean, is there a sense of how much impact it'll have in this last week of people potentially dropping off their ballots?
Well, it's hard to know how many people felt threatened and were not using the drop boxes. Obviously, you know, the League of Women Voters brought out the people who they say were threatened. Personally, I used a drop box downtown Phoenix. I didn't feel threatened. I wasn't carrying a knapsack full of ballots. So maybe that was the difference. But it's hard to know what people feel threatened by. Now, there also, of course, is the alternative that remember that every post office box is a drop box in Arizona. Now, you have to get it in the mail. Probably should have gotten in the mail yesterday, given
yesterday
the mail
was
service
the deadline that they were saying you should have mailed it. Yeah.
But you also have the opportunity to take it to any of the voting stations, the voting centers. Certainly, you can bring it in on election day to your precinct or voting center. So, you know, how many people are using the drop boxes? Remembering, this isn't like Yavapai County, where there were 19 of these scattered around. This Maricopa County essentially has only two. But it was important enough, certainly, for Clean Elections USA to believe we're gonna hunt a mule here. We're gonna capture a mule with our videotape. I don't know that it's gonna really change anybody's habits, but it does tell them, look, you're gonna stay away. You're gonna, if you have an open weapon, you're gonna be 250 feet away. You can't, as you point out, take pictures of these people. You can't dox them. You can't put their photos up on the website. More of the point. He told Jennings, you can't lie about the voting law.
Right.
There is a ballot harvesting law in Arizona, which prohibits people from taking anyone else's ballot. But she has not pointed out that there are exceptions for family members, spouses, people in the same household, or caregivers. And he said to her, you can't lie about this.
Well, and he also said you have to post something about this on your social media, right? Like you have to proactively say this.
And that's a really interesting issue because it becomes what the lawyers tend to call compelled speech. I think if there were the time, that would be the place to argue that perhaps the judge exceeded his authority. It would be like the judge issuing an order to KJZZ, to you and to Lauren, and saying, here's what you have to say on the air. That's a little thin on the constitutional side.
Right. Did you get the sense from talking to Mr. Colladin yesterday that the groups are going to comply? I'm a little surprised to even have to ask this, but does it seem as though the groups are going to comply with this and sort of stand down from the drop boxes?
Oh, I don't think that the groups particularly want to be in the position of violating a federal court order. But here's the tricky part. The order applies to Clean Elections USA and its volunteers and members. Anybody else who wants to go out there and with a video camera is not subject to the order. And so you may find people who decide to go out there and say, well, I'm not with Clean Elections USA. You know, Melody Jennings didn't tell me to come here and I'm going to do what I want. Now, that presents a whole nother set of legal problems.
Right. All right. That is Howie Fisher of Capital Media Services. Howie, thank you as always.
Glad to be here.